Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today's show is going to be an all-prophetic show. Today is March 31st, 2017. It was actually supposed to be done yesterday, but I had a pretty hard night the night before where I was up very, very late in the what I call my tornado closet because a tornadic storm system was moving through. So I'm a day late. I apologize for that. Thank you for being patient, all of you who were waiting on words. Okay. Now, let's get to the words. The first one is for Alita. Alita, the Lord says a new start is coming soon for you, a new beginning of some type. He says for you to, quote, be ready for this new start. Prepare your mind and heart for this. Lavonda, you have regrets from your past. The Lord says he is trying to take you into a time of joy, but you keep looking back, and he wants you to look forward so you can move forward, for he has much blessing for you there. When he gave me this word for you, it reminded me of one of my little dogs. When I walk her, she's interested in everything. She's always turning around when I'm trying to pull her forward. She's always turning around looking backwards, and I keep telling her, you can't walk forward if you're looking behind you. That's a lesson for all of us. Wilma, you are in a season of restoration. The Lord says, watch now as I restore to you much of what has been lost. He said, I greatly desire to do this for you. Things you thought never to see again in your life are coming back now. Praise me now that this is so. So you should just be praising him every day, Wilma, that he's bringing back things that you never thought you would see again. That makes it happen faster if you praise him. And by the way, praise is the key to opening every door. When I was in the tornado closet and that storm was going through and it was really scary, I'm not usually scared of storms because I've lived in Texas and Oklahoma most of my life and we had tons of tornado storms. I've seen tornadoes, photographed tornadoes, but the storms on the mountain are different. The weather changes here. The forecasts change almost hourly. I mean, one day you think it's going to be forecast one thing, the next day you get up the next morning, the forecast is completely different. It's the weirdest weather I've ever seen. And when thunder comes, when there's a thunderstorm, you're further up and it's like the thunder's all around you. It sounds completely different and it's far scarier. But I always take tornadic storms seriously anyway, because although I know God protects me and I always pray for that protection and I rebuke the destruction, I think we have to walk in wisdom and do what we know to do. So I still get in the tornado closet. So I was in the tornado closet, which is really, it's like 18 inches wide, really small and really cramped. And I was in there for a while. And so I started to sing praise to God. I was singing, I Will Praise You in the Storm, because that's my favorite song. It's a song that came out by Casting Crowns. I found it in 2006. I'm not sure if that's the year it came out. And God's presence came into that tornado closet with me. And all of a sudden, I had peace. I was not afraid. And so from now on, I don't know why I never thought to do that before, but from now on, when the storms come, I'm going to praise him in the storm. And that applies to any kind of storm that you have in your life. I used to sing that song every day when I was driving to work in 2006. That was the year my mother went into the care home, which broke my heart because I never wanted her to go into a care home. And it was the year that a lot of really hard stuff happened, really hard stuff. 2003 was a really hard year for my family. We lost my eldest sister and we lost my nephew. And so, you know, 2006, there was a bunch more hard stuff and it was kind of a year of just grieving. So that song really helped me to get through that year. That song and a song by Selah called You Raise Me Up. Okay. Robert, you are entering a season of newness as the Lord is changing much of what is around you. Watch now as your circumstances begin to change and improve. Changes you have long desired to see are now yours. The Lord says He has been working behind the scenes on your behalf to bring these changes, to bring you these changes, that your current state of joyless drudgery is indeed not His will for you. You have been asking Him about that. Really, Lord, is this it? Is this all there is? Is this all you have for me? And He says, no, it is not. Jason, you are in a very precarious situation, which the Lord says is of your own making, but that you are kind of blaming Him for it. The Lord says you have chosen this, Jason, and until you truly and fully repent, He cannot help you. He did not say what you needed to repent of, so I guess that's between you and Him. God only tells me stuff on a need-to-know basis, y'all. He tells me how much I need to know to deliver a word or to do whatever He's asking me to do for someone. Roland, you think all your joy lies behind you in years gone by, but the Lord says His arm is not too short and that He truly wants more for you than you have. The Lord says more joy is coming for you, and to keep your eyes open that you may see it. Tracy, I see two paths before you as you are facing a change. One leads you to more money than the other one. I don't know if this is two different jobs or two places you're going to live or what that you have to choose. The temptation is to go the way the world would say is the best way. The Lord says examine each of these paths very carefully because one of them includes a trap set for you by the enemy. Avoid that path at all costs. Examine them very carefully. Ron or Ronald, you have been struggling for some time with an affliction of the mind. I see a demon attached to your head. That means that demon has control of some or all of your mind. You can command that demon to leave and go immediately into the abyss in Jesus' name, and you will be free. There is no need for you to suffer that affliction, and it is not God's will that you do. You know its name. That's how you get rid of it. And refuse to let, if it tries to come back, you just do it again. Eduardo, I see two women in your life. These may not both be romantic interests. One could be a family member or a friend. I see you are torn in some way between the two. One of these women has a Jezebel spirit and is trying to control everyone and everything. Get away from that one and honor the other one, the Lord says. You know which one to leave. Leave the controlling one, because though she manifests repentance at times, it is false repentance, and the Lord says she is never going to change. She's going to stay like that. Annette, I see two men and one younger man, like a teenager, in your life. You are a little bit suppressed because of all these male influences. The Lord wants to bring you out from those influences so you can bloom. Walk forward and take His hand as He leads you, and He will do this. Frank or Frankie, I see you working on things, and as you work on things, you are trying to work out some problem in your mind. The Lord is saying, go to My word. The answer is there. The answer to your problem is in His word, Frankie. Waris, there is sickness. When I look at you, it may be yours or someone very close to you. This is a serious illness that I'm seeing. I see you looking at it and not knowing what to do, not knowing how to fix it. The Lord says to speak His word to the illness. Speak life to that body part it is afflicting. Speak life, Waris, to bring healing. Christina, I see you working a job that is actually beneath your abilities. There is not as much money as you really need, and I see you buying little indulgences with some of the money. The Lord says, stop buying the indulgences and the money will go further. Use wisdom, He is saying. Use wisdom, Christina, and don't make your situation worse. April. April, you have prayed about a problem that you have multiple times. You prayed about it over and over. The Lord says He has answered you, but you have not obeyed what He told you to do about it. He loves you, but he says he is not going to answer again, that you already have the answer and you must do what he said or the problem will not be solved. Often we will pray for a different answer when we have rejected the answer we've been given because it's not the one we wanted to hear. But the Lord is saying another answer or word will not be given to you. You have the answer. Now obey him. John, I see you are a businessman. The Lord wants a deeper walk with you, not a superficial walk. He wants you to come deeper with him, not to the edge of worship where you begin to feel his presence, but all the way into his presence where you feel him. It is a place of ecstasy unlike anything you can find on earth. He is calling you there now, and he has a very special gift for you when you meet him there. And how you get there, by the way, for anyone who wants to go to that place, some people call it the bliss. I've experienced it numerous times. It is incredible. When you get there, you don't want to come back. It's like stepping into heaven. How you get there is you go into worship, and even after you begin to feel God's presence, you keep worshiping and you keep worshiping and you keep worshiping and you don't come out. And you have to have a place where you have no interruptions to do that. Louisa, I see there is an issue regarding your work. The Lord is saying the issue has to do with sins of the mouth, like someone did not hold their tongue when they should have. The person who did not needs to repent, and he's saying that's you, Louisa. We must always be quick to repent and make amends, and the Lord will bless us if we are. Tom, you have been waiting for something, and you've been waiting for a while, it looks like. The Lord says the thing you are waiting for is not coming. I'm not sure what that is. It may be like for an ex-wife to come back to you or something like that. But the Lord says you know what he's talking about. He is saying he has better for you than what you are waiting for, and that is coming instead. Mary, I see a lot of flowers around you and you're smiling. I'm not sure what that's about, but I see joy. The Lord says there is an event coming in, I don't think it's a year, but within the next couple of years. There's a rather tragic event involving someone you love very much that you need to prepare yourself for. He is saying, prepare your heart. This is something you have been expecting, Mary. This will be a very dark time for you when this happens. The Lord says, when it happens, bring your pain and grief to him. It may be somebody you know that's on drugs and they overdose or something like that. It's something that you see coming. He said it's something that you are already expecting to happen. Alice, I see a house and you are trying to get into the house but not succeeding. I'm not sure if you're trying to buy a house or what, but you are not getting into that house. The Lord is saying, Alice, come to me. I have something better. That door is closed to you by me. I closed it because I want better for you than that. Run to me, Alice. Danny, I see your work involves taking something from one person or place to a person someplace else, like deliveries of some type. It feels kind of blah to you. The Lord says that job is just for now. It is not all that you will ever have or do. He has more for you, Danny. He has more. He says, hang on. I have a plan. I am working behind the scenes for something that is far better. Hang on. Do what you are doing as unto me. And that means do it in excellence. Do every delivery like you're doing it for the Lord. He said, do what you are doing as unto me. I am taking you higher. So he's working behind the scenes on another plan for you to get you out of where you are. But for now, he wants you to do what you're doing with excellence every minute of every day. Alfred, I see you have a pretty comfortable life and that you're pretty much content. Then I see you without it, but I'm not being shown why. And I see you're walking among beautiful flowers, really big, beautiful flowers like you would see in a tropical place. But I see you have peace in both places. You carry the peace of the Lord with you wherever you go, and that makes him really happy, Alfred. The Lord is your peace, and he smiles over you. Winand, you must be very careful of your health in 2017. There is a health challenge coming in your life that you are not expecting and is very serious. Be very watchful. Jay, Jay, you have given the Lord your all, and you really do adore Him in every way. He wants you to know that He also adores you, and that the time is approaching when He is going to exalt you on a stage in front of many people. He says miracles, signs, and wonders will accompany your ministry of singing, and that you will be known for them. He said it is because you never take the glory for what He does through you. He says work on the music, songwriting. He wants you to write the songs He told you about. I don't know what those are, but He says you know. Write the songs because you're about to need them. He says you are working on the wrong thing. You're working on something else, but He wants you to take down the songs and work on those. He wants to give you new songs that are right now stored in a room in heaven, and I got chills so bad when He said that. He is going to give you the songs as you begin writing. These will come in the wee hours in the dark when just you and Him are communing and you are worshiping and adoring Him. He is going to visit you. Oh, I'm getting the chills again. He is going to visit you in the wee hours and give you songs of deliverance, and you will sing them to these crowds, and people will get deliverance as you sing under the anointing. I see great wealth coming to you. The Lord says He will instruct you what to do with the wealth as it pours in, and it will literally pour in. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, my brother, and you are one of these. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rebecca, I see horses near you. I think you have a love for horses. The Lord said you have prayed a secret petition to Him that is unknown to any other, and you have asked Him to confirm this to you. What you have asked has been granted, Rebecca. The Lord has said yes, and it is being done. Teresa, you are concerned for many people, Teresa, for their salvation, especially those you love. The Lord is saying He would like to use your concern. He would like you to become an intercessor for Him. He's offering you a job, Teresa. That's what He's doing. He would like you to commit certain hours to Him every week that you will pray not only for those you love, but for the unsaved in general and also for others He tells you of. Talk to the Lord and tell Him how many hours a week you are willing to do this work for Him. He is going to reward you mightily for this work. Intercessors are so precious to the Lord, y'all. I can't remember who it was that visited heaven who saw that there was a room in the mansion where Jesus had His throne, and there were all these other thrones that were joined to Jesus's throne. And they were all the little grannies and all the people who had interceded behind the scenes that never got any credit for what they did. They were people like you, Teresa. Melody, much increase is coming to you. The Lord says it is reward for your much faithfulness and for your giving, even in times of lack. He says, great faithfulness is always rewarded, and keep up the good work. Liz, you are in a season where much is changing around you. These changes will soon involve you in pretty big ways, like maybe, I think maybe your job. Stay calm and flow with these changes, says the Lord, for they are from Me. I am moving you where you will have more longevity, He says. I think He means longevity in your job. Nancy, I see much discontent in your life. You are asking the Lord why these things are happening to you. And He is saying they're not from Him, that they are happening in, quote, unprotected areas. He says you must wear armor to go into unprotected areas to keep from harm. He says put on your armor and be sure there are no chinks in it before you enter. Every soldier, He says, must do this. To get chinks in your armor means there's some area of sin where you are not protected by God's protection. For anyone who doesn't know that. John, the Lord wants you to know that your work for Him is touching far more people than you ever dreamed. And I see a special angel watching over you with great tenderness. It's a very large angel. You are specially protected for the work that you are doing. You must be an intercessor. You are entering a season of revelation, John, where you will seek and be given deep revelation about the Lord and His crucifixion. Seek this revelation in His holy word. That's all the words that I have for today. I hope that these are a blessing to y'all, and I hope that they really change your life, because one word from God really can change your life. It changed mine. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.